So this is our last Sunday here, as I said earlier. And it's amazing, we've been in here 18 months now. We were in the Rising Sun for 18 months, the pub that we met in first before we came here. I don't think it's just 18-month cycle necessarily, but it's just interesting, isn't it? It's interesting. And moving is exciting because for us, we know that moving into the school hall isn't just about moving into a new venue. There's actually a stepping up that God is calling us to do. There's a stepping up into, yeah, maybe a little bit of growing up, but stepping up into the plans and purposes of God. But we thought it would be really, it's really important today to thank God for what's been. To thank God for actually what God has done in the last 18 months since we've been here, but, you know, the time that we've been formed as a church. And his church is growing, which is exciting. It is exciting. So I just did a little bit of a look back over the last 18 months as what's happened in the life of the church over the last 18 months. So sit back and listen and enjoy. But God's goodness is amazing. In the last 18 months, God's Kids has begun. We now have 4 life groups in the life of the church. We've got a growing worship and techie team, a welcome team, and a hospitality team. That's amazing. Considering when we started at the Rising Sun, I think, you know, Jen had a couple of kettles and, you know, it was, you know, that was just the way it was. Every 2 months, those who are heading up teams meet with Andy and I, and we pray over what's going well and what's not going so well. We look at very practical things, but God hears our prayers and he answers them. And that's part of church life, which is great. We've hosted 2 conferences since we've been here. We had the Holy Spirit Training Day last November, led by Andrew Pearks. We had about 50 people attend that day, and they were representatives of 12 churches in our town and beyond. There's a sense of a regional thing that God's doing in our midst. Then in April, we held a family conference that was led by Dan and Norrie Chesney. There's about 30 of us, but it was great teaching on healthy principles for kingdom family. In February this year, we appointed Jane Andrews, Alan and Jen Mint as key leaders to support Andy and I with a spiritual oversight and leading of the church. Very, very exciting. Alan and Jen and Jane and Andy and I meet every couple of weeks to pray and just to do church. Get the heads up from God about what he's wanting us to do. Very, very exciting. We've had our first Alpha course, which is finishing on Friday. That's been great, actually. Meeting every other Saturday morning-ish over breakfast. Good things. We hosted the Churches Together service. We had the privilege of hosting the Churches Together service in the school hall with about 150 people attending last January. That was an awesome privilege for us as a church. Really awesome privilege. And while we don't deliberately focus on numbers as a sign that church is growing, when we first started meeting here, a good Sunday would be about 40. Now a good Sunday is over 60. So God is adding to our numbers, which is exciting. But for Andy and I, the key for growth is seeing people step into what God has for them, seeing the lights come on, as it were, seeing God positioning people. For us, that is the most amazing thing. Seeing broken lives being restored, and that realization that we're not going to church, we're becoming church. And that is really key. We don't go to church. We're becoming church as we grow together. We now have a church office. How grown up is that? And we started weekly prayer meetings there on a Wednesday, which are just incredible, the stuff that God kind of puts on our hearts to pray about. So anybody is welcome, the church office from 5:30 to 6:30 on a Wednesday. And we know that's the start of something. You have to start something. We want to have a house of prayer. That's our heart. We know God's calling us to really be doing significant stuff in the area of prayer. But you have to start with what you've got, and then God grows it. We are now giving financial support and partnering with Mars and the work that they do in Israel, and also with Christian Concern and the amazing work that they do in speaking to bring gospel truth into public life, especially in the area of politics, law, and the media, in ensuring gospel freedom is upheld and kingdom principles for family and the sanctity of life are upheld. That's vital, actually, that we're connecting with what they're doing at a very high level, because we don't necessarily have those areas of influence that they do, but we're supporting them in prayer and financially. And what's amazing in all of this, and it is a relatively short time when you think that's over the last 18 months what God has done. In all of that, we have never made a decision based on what's in our bank balance, the church's bank balance. We've made a decision based on what God's asked us to do, and then God's provided what we've needed. And that is very exciting, because we know that we're stepping into what God wants us to do, and that will only increase. Our faith will only need to get bigger. You know, God's amazing. He helps us grow in little things, so that when he asks us for the oh my goodness things, we're actually okay, God, because you showed us in the little things that you were faithful. The day that we Andy went to look at the office, just as an example, and we'd sensed for a while God wanted us to have a permanent footprint, as it were, in the town. And Andy and Alan went to have a look at it, and obviously we need to pay rent. And the day that they went to look at it was the day that we got our gift aid money back from the government that was more than enough for 6 months' rent and money towards furniture. You know, God's amazing. God's amazing. He provides what we need. So we just thought it would be really good just to have a time for us to give thanks to God for what he's done. We're just going to have a corporate time of prayer and just to just thank God. I'll kick it off, and then we'll have a couple of minutes, and then I'll hand over to Andy. So please just, as I say, just pray as you feel led, but I'll kick it off. Father, we are so grateful to you for what you're doing. I just want to thank you, Lord God, for your amazing faithfulness to us as a church. And we never want to take that for granted. We never want to step out of your will. Lord God, we want to be in the midst of what you want us to be doing. But I just want to thank you so much for what you're doing in our midst. And I praise you and give you all the glory and all the honor. Thank you, Lord.
Well, thank you. Your word says that you do immeasurably more than we can think or ask. And, you know, we thank you for the privilege of co-labouring with you. We thank you that the limits we might set on things, Lord, nothing compared with the potential of what you want to achieve, Lord. I thank you that your plans for humanity, Lord God, for a town, a region, are amazing, are beyond the scope of our imagination. And I thank you, Lord, that there is no limit on what you want to demonstrate of your love and your power in this region. And I want to thank you, I thanked earlier, look, just for the privilege of partnering with you, the opportunity to see who you are and what you do. We thank you for what you have done, Lord God. And thank you for being part of this exciting journey. You're indeed a good God.
And Father, I want to thank you for each and every person that you've drawn to this place. I want to thank you for the amazing abilities, talents, giftings, anointings that we have in this place, Lord God. I want to thank you just as individually, every need that we have is met in you, Jesus. So as a church, you've provided everything that we've needed, all the technical knowledge that we've needed, the musicians, Lord God, those who have a heart for different areas, thank you. But Lord, we pray for more. We pray for increase. We pray that you would provide the workers that we need, Lord God, because we want to be a church that serves our town. We want to be a church that serves our town. So Father, we thank you and we praise you for all that you've done in Jesus' name. Amen.
So, question is, what are we stepping into as a church as we move to the main hall? It's a good question. So what are we stepping into, really, as we upscale? So to some degree, I'd say the upscaling of our Sunday meetings is really just representative of what we believe that God has for us across the board. So going to a bigger space. It's really exponential and continual growth. So why should we expect exponential and continual growth as a church? Well, I'd say basically, bottom line, it's a kingdom principle. Here's how Jesus put it in Matthew 13, verse 31. It's familiar, a couple of verses. Here's what Jesus says. He, that's Jesus, put another parable before them, saying, "The kingdom of heaven is like a grain of mustard seed that a man took and sowed in his field. It's the smallest of seeds, but when it has grown, it is larger than all the garden plants and becomes a tree, so that birds of the air come and make their nest in its branches." Whilst a conservative, fearful, worldly mindset might expect little, a kingdom mindset, and never forget that if we're believers, we have the mind of Christ, always pursues new horizons and has growth embedded in its DNA. We need to know that. CGC Billericay has never seen itself as a small church, but embryonic big church. Now, that might sound like it's arrogant, full of hubris, pride and self-confidence, but actually that's how every church should see itself, because of that principle of the mustard seed of starting small, but then having the potential for exponential growth and development. So that's how every church should see itself. Never see yourself small, embryonic big, because that's the kingdom principle. That's not pride, that's actually humility, because you're dependent on God, not yourself. So, as we allow the Holy Spirit to enlarge our borders, he rewards our faith and obedience with ideas and strategies from the throne of heaven to make this happen. As an aside, that's really a reason for spending concerted time in his presence, really, that we do, to download those ideas and strategies from heaven to earth. We pray, "Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven," but we need heaven's strategies, not our own. So, what does this look like for us as a church? Lots of questions and hopefully some answers. So this is what we're stepping into in the future. What does this look like, upscaling and moving to the hall and this next season? Well, we want to see, we've talked about God's kids, and our heart is to see an increase in God's kids. We're moving to a bigger room. It's the music and drama venue. It's a really good venue. And we want to grow the team and make it more bespoke for specific age ranges. This is what we're praying to. We'd love to have a creche and something for young people eventually. So we're dreaming big. You know, we're grateful that God has started something, but always more, always more. It is about numbers, and it isn't about numbers, because it is about numbers because reach, because you want to reach as many people with what you're doing as possible. So actually, to say it isn't about numbers actually denies the fact that you want to make an impact on as many lives as possible. By the way, we're going to pray into this in a minute. I'm just setting the context.
At the beginning of October, we launch our Leadership Academy with a Saturday morning event at the Bursted Golf Club. And if you have had an invitation or you wish to come along to it, there's something on the website about it I think I put there. Please let us know. We need to know numbers. Its aim is to train and equip people within the church, really for kingdom leadership skills so they can be effective leaders in the church, but also in the world as well. And we're kicking off really with three training events throughout the course of the year. Who knows where that might lead. We've called it a leadership academy, not to pump ourselves up to be grandiose, but we want to set a bar of excellence. You know, what you communicate is important, and excellence as a church is really vital, that we do what we do well and we value the people who come into it. That's the Leadership Academy coming up in November. We have our first Encounter God Saturday and night event in the main hall. We plan to run these, they're going to be Saturday night, and then we've got everything set up ready for the Sunday morning, so it works well then for us. And we plan to run these initially, hopefully, four times a year. And it's not just an in-house opportunity. You know, we've got Amanda Wells coming over from Australia, coming back for a return visit. You really want to put that in the diary. It was a great visit last year. And, she comes with a great prophetic, powerful anointing. It's highly sought after, but it's a real privilege to have her really speaking and ministering at that event. But we want these events to be outward facing. Increasingly, we want to bring more people into the kingdom, more opportunities, and this is just one, for people to know who God is. So we set out our stall, these Saturday night events, and they'll be running, we'll flag it up some more in November. So we're really excited about that, and they'll be probably quarterly to start with. Be great eventually to run them once a month. But once more, don't want to bite off more than you can chew with our resources. Really exciting. So this outward-facing approach is just one aspect of what we believe is a season where we'll be looking for ways to take the love and power of God into the world around us. We really have to be increasingly outward-facing. This really can't. Church is never meant to be a jolly. The church is for the equipping of the saints for a reason. Equipping for service. You know, there has to be a point where the rubber is hitting the road for many of us. We're already doing stuff, but let's look for more opportunities. We want to, in our meetings, we want to create more opportunities for people to receive healing and wholeness. And to that end, we're starting to formalise a prayer ministry team. We're developing our hospitality area, which Jane spoke about earlier, in anticipation for receiving new growth to the church, and we'll be saying more about that next week in the hall, what that'll look like and who's heading that up. We're looking for more people to host life groups. So say we've got four, so that everybody has the opportunity really to share as part of the church family on another time other than the Sunday meetings. It's really important that we actually glue ourselves together in relationships. So we want more people, and praying in more people to host home groups, life groups. They'll all look different, but it's a great way of relating to people. That's our aim. Yeah, as I said, and Jane's already flagged this up, next week, by way of bringing this all together, really, we do have, just to re-emphasise, some very big and very exciting news. So, like Jane says, if you want to hear it first, one of the first to hear it, you will need to be there. But it will be drawing a lot of these threads together, and then you'll see how they start to fit. We're grateful to God that so many people serve the vision of this church in really a variety of ways. I just really want to, just in closing this before we really start praying just for a little bit into the future, I really want to encourage you, if you think, well, there are so many people more gifted than I, what can I bring to the table? What have I got to bring? You know, what are my gifts and callings? We've done teaching on this before. We've shared on this before. Sometimes the journey is like, well, I know what I'm called to do, you know, and I'll step into it. Other times it's a journey of obedience. I start to serve. And as I start to serve, just in something what might seem even trivial, I mean, we often said to people when we were at CGC Chelmsford season, actually, we were just starting to hand around the offering, but we felt we actually had an ownership on the church, and that was our church. Is everything okay over there? Just wanted to check. Okay, it's not. I was just reminded, just this might be helpful, a couple of things from Scripture. One was like the deacons in the book of Acts, the seven deacons, who the 12 apostles appointed when things were just getting a little bit too much to handle. And they wanted seven people just to do what you might call the mundane things. But what's really interesting is, particularly, we don't know the record of five others, but for Stephen and Philip, two of the guys who stepped up to the plate, said, we'll wait on tables. Who knows what else they did. But as they served in what might have appeared to be a menial task, you don't have to read on longer to actually see. They were entering into signs, wonders and miracles, seeing people saved. And there was a passion ignited in their heart, or an opportunity for which they were positioned by serving. I'm reminded also of the story of David, who was king of Israel, as we know. But he was positioned, interestingly enough, by delivering the packed lunch for his brothers, who were on the battle line. The Philistines, you probably know the story, were up against the Israelites. It was really stalemate. In other words, the Israelites were scared. And all David was doing, having been already anointed by Samuel as a future king of Israel, nevertheless, he was still a shepherd boy, still the youngest son, out in the fields. And nobody took any notice of him. Well, his brothers didn't. They probably were really naffed off that he'd been anointed. That's a side issue. But anyway, in the process of doing something trivial and menial and apparently insignificant, delivering his brother's packed lunch, it was the opportunity for God to position him. On that day, he got the opportunity to step into all that God has for him. That's by way of encouragement rather than a nag, that actually what you bring, everyone's got something to bring to the table. Some of us are less aware of it than others, but it is all hands to the pump. And if you really don't know how you can serve, and we're not saying like, you come to this church, you've got to have a job. You know, come to this church, if you come to it for, you know, when you come to it at the start, just get in the DNA of it, build up relationships, there's no rush. But when you feel you want to do something, you think, I don't know what I want to do, maybe find a simple opportunity to serve. That might well be the key to opening up these exciting opportunities that you were never aware of. Anyway, that's by way of encouragement. It will be really good for a few minutes now, corporately, and I'll start off just to pray into the future. That's some of the things. Also, it would be good to prophesy into that as well. So if you have a prophetic word you want to release into this next step, also that will be good. Just speak up so everyone can hear you. But we've given thanks for all God's done. We now want to pray into, not just today, let's continue to pray as we go away from this place as well. So Heavenly Father, we do want to pray, believing for exponential growth, Lord God, as we go into this new season. Father, we've prayed it over Marlene, Rita and Ian, but we pray it over ourselves and declare that everything we set our hand to will prosper and you'll bless the work of our hand. We thank you that as we step into what you've called us to do, we can expect growth. And I pray in Jesus' name for everything, every area, Lord God, we do set our hand to, that Father, for growth, not just numerical, but fruitfulness, Lord. Fruitfulness. Yes, would you give us the wisdom, the skills, make us savvy, Lord, that whatever we need to know, to nurture and do that. But I pray, Father, for that we would immediately and quickly, as we step into a new place, see in every area, just all people feel that things are different. Things have shifted. There'll be breakthrough in areas as well, where there's been intransigence and barriers as well. So we pray your blessing and increase in Jesus' name. Amen. Just to encourage everyone to continue to pray, and like Jane flagged up our Wednesday in prayer meetings, but just nothing is wrought without prayer. But we're encouraged to see such fruit and and things happen in God by prayer. Breakthroughs. It's really encouraging. But, you know, as we raise our bar and our game, actually God responds to that. So it's really, really great.
I just thought it'd be great to take this opportunity this morning to have communion together. And just a few thoughts that when I prayed about it, God, hello. I love it. We're going to sing a song. Family is so good, isn't it? I love church family. Just gonna read some scripture and just a couple of thoughts before Alan and Jen and Jane and Andy pass round communion. So we've looked back with gratitude and we look forward with expectation at the season that we're stepping into. But in all of this, the most important thing is our relationship with our Heavenly Father. If our connection with Him is right, then we will hear His voice, we will know His heart, and we will live a life that honours Him and that pleases Him. As we pursue this corporately, I know God is going to give us the strategies from heaven that we need for our town and for our region. I believe that we'll increasingly know how to rule and reign as we were created to. As we deepen our relationship with Him and allow His rule and reign in our lives. If we don't live it, we can't bring it. It's that simple. If we're not living it ourselves, how can we bring it to a world out there? All God needs from us is to be totally surrendered to Him. I'm just going to read some very familiar words from the beginning of Hebrews 12, but from the Message translation. Do you see what this means? All those pioneers who blazed the way, all those veterans cheering us on. It means we'd better get on with it. Strip down, start running, and never quit. No extra spiritual fat, no parasitic sin. Keep your eyes on Jesus, who both began and finished this race we're in. Study how He did it, because He never lost sight of where He was headed. That exhilarating finish in and with God. He could put up with anything along the way, cross, shame, and whatever. And now He's there in the place of honour, right alongside God. When you find yourselves flagging in your faith, go over that story again, item by item. That long litany of hostility He ploughed through. That will shoot adrenaline into your souls. God's given us amazing opportunity, but with that comes incredible responsibility, and we can't do it unless we're completely centred on Him. So Jesus, we come before You and we say thank You for what You've done for us on the cross. As we take communion this morning, Lord God, we're just in awe of what You've done for us. But I pray that from that place of surrender to You, we would be ignited with the things of heaven that You want us to do. Create in us, Lord God, humble hearts and spirits that are quick to respond to what You ask us to do. We recognize, Jesus, that because what You have done on the cross, everything that we need is in You. And as we take communion, Lord God, I just pray Your Spirit would just be showing us anything that's in our lives that's offending You, so that we can repent and that we can live in the freedom of Your forgiveness as Your children. Thank You, Lord. Amen.
Well,
That's it for this room. God's a good God, and it's really just lovely and wonderful just to share that together as a church family communion at the end, really just to mark the end and the beginning of a new season with really what is at the core of everything we do. It's the life of Jesus, and it's a real privilege. If you do want to really be part of what we're doing and find out what's going on a little bit more regular basis, other than checking out the websites, we do send out occasional emails on our database. And if you want to be on the mailing list, it's just another way of getting in touch over on the leaflet dispenser. Just fill in your email address and we'll add you to the database. And it just keeps you in the loop of some of the things that happen.